Play action from Mendoza, and he comes back over the middle, and he's picked off. Wood as the rookie. Mendoza trying to track him down and cannot. Pick six.
Raiders and Texans last night. The player there, Wade Woodaz. What a name. In the spirit of so many college players seemingly tweaking their name pronunciations as they get to the NFL, this player's a rookie. You got to change that to Woodaz, I think. Let's just live a little here. Wade Woodaz. I watched some of it. I had the Raiders. I thought the Texans starters weren't supposed to play. Stroud right down the field. Woody Marks. I mean, I don't know if he's going to be that relevant, but 7-0, and then Raiders come back the other way. Mike Washington, by the way, kind of a story of the preseason, gets brought down after a big run. Then you had that, and then it's pretty much over, 14-0. Wade Woodaz. We're sticking with that? Why Devon Achane ever had to move off of Achane? Way cooler. I don't know. Now we've got Travis and Trevor Etienne, who are now, they're calling it closer to Achane. I'm thinking it's more like Etienne. I have my pronunciation hangups. Enough about that. Here's an easy name to say. Sam Paniatovich with us on the West Her Hotline. Well, I was thinking this way last week, and I haven't heard different today. Have you settled at all since a few weeks here of running around like a crazy person?
Well, I have breaking news, if I may, Mike.
Please.
I was going to, as glasses guys, you know this, we don't have a cloth. We usually just use our shirt or our polo, whatever we're wearing. So I went to clean a smudge off the glasses about 3 hours ago at work, and the glasses cracked right down the middle. Hmm. So the backup pair is in the moving truck that is still barreling from Boston to Chicago. So I'm going black tape over the glasses for the next couple of days, I guess. Just a fantastic start to a Friday.
Better than going without the glasses. You can't go without the glasses, so you're going black tape.
I can't see without the glasses, Mike, and I don't have contacts because I can't touch my eye. Like, I was at the doctor many years ago, and it's a funny story, actually. I was sitting there in the chair, and they go, "Well, touch your eye." And I can't because my reflexes are very, very strong. So they had the doctor and the doctor assistant holding my arms down in the chair while I tried to touch my eye with the other eye. And I'm like, unless you two come over to my house every morning, this is not going to fly.
Absolute torture.
Yeah, like, if you're both going to come assist me every morning to put my contacts in and take my contacts out, that's fine. But if you watch Fox Chicago tonight, you will see a piece of black tape over the crown that holds both sets together. So it's a wonderful life, Mike.
Come on, that's a major market. They don't have stacks of glasses in the back for these kind of situations. I mean, I don't know if you're nearsighted or farsighted or what, but they've got to have some sort of other plan for you than the black tape plan, I would hope. No?
Well, we tried the Gorilla Glue, and it wouldn't connect because it was a clean break right down the middle. So then we did the black tape, and then sort of created a cocoon and then jammed the Gorilla Glue inside. Nobody outside of this conversation cares, but yeah, that's where we're at today, Mike.
Maybe, but I'm riveted, so I don't know if that's true. How tough a shape are you in without the glasses? Like, how bad is it?
Oh, God, I couldn't tell the difference between a male and a female without glasses.
So, I mean, you're a young guy. This has probably been true most of your life.
Yes.
I had the 2020 thing for most of my life, and I ended up in I don't know if it was my primary or even, wasn't an eye doctor yet because I didn't have one. And somebody said, you know, when you turn 50, it's inevitable. You will need glasses. I'm like, well, I never heard that before. I thought I had great vision. I thought it was like sort of losing your hair. Like, maybe I won't. So there it was, right when I turned 50. So like 5 years ago, okay, yeah, I really can't see anymore. And I'm on the stream on Tuesday night, Sam, for ADP chasing. And sometimes I will just take because I have to sort of tilt my head to read the screen the way my setup works, and I'll just take them off because it's the same thing. If I don't do this with my glasses, I won't see them. I won't see the screen anyway. So yeah, I need them too to be able to read. And my wife is the opposite. I can't borrow her glasses because she takes hers off to read. How about that craziness?
Yeah. So I'm sort of cooked, and there's a really good chance, because I'm anchoring tonight at 5 o'clock. So there's a really good chance that mid read, the one side of the glasses slides out of the gorilla glued cocoon, and I am not sure what I'm going to do. I don't know if you saw the video of me last week doing the beer bong. Like, I don't have a beer bong to bail me out for humor. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, you got to come up with something. I'll try to keep this relatively short so you have time to make contingency plans. What, betting-wise, what's on your mind right now? Last week we did NFL stat leaders. I just ran through another 8-team division winner parlay. That's really fun. You can get to some big numbers pretty easily without betting too many real long shots. I didn't even try your Tennessee Titans when I did this exercise a few minutes ago, but, you know, maybe I'll go back to it. Football, I mean, pro or college, baseball, Premier League, where are you focused?
Well, I'm gobbling up Arch Manning stock left and right, and I think that there's still, I mean, for those of you driving around, well, then again, you can't even bet the Heisman in New York, can you?
No.
Oh, bummer. I personally, though, keep adding Arch Manning at anything north of 8-1 to win the Heisman Trophy. Of course, he's the nephew of Peyton and Eli, and he was the consensus favorite this time last year. And I remember I was in Vegas for Bet Bash, and one of the casinos in Vegas had him at +550. And I thought, that's just never going to get my money, because he's never really been a full-time starter. He started a couple games, I think, when Quinn Ewers got hurt the year before, but he was coming in as the starter. And I thought, I'm never betting that at +550. And most books like DraftKings, FanDuel, BetMGM had about 6-1, 6.25. And he struggled early, as one does in the SEC, right? And they started against Ohio State, and right, he was not ready. And it was a tough early part of the season, but he got really good at the end. And go look at Arch Manning's box score down the stretch. So you have the full season of seasoning. You have a better offensive line. You have better wide receivers via the portal. And you have a year under the system. So he's a better quarterback on a better team. And guess what? There's an 8-1. There's a +850 at FanDuel. What am I missing? I get the same player who's better, more seasoned, and I get $2.50 more. Rather than 6-1 last summer, now I get +800, +850. What am I missing?
Well, there is an answer to that, right? I don't know what it is. What is it? Some, is it another player? Another player is in a better situation as well? What is the reason for that?
Well, CJ Carr is favored. He's the Notre Dame quarterback who many are saying could be a first overall pick, but so could Arch. Mm-hmm. And Carr's really good. I mean, he was a stud last year as a freshman, took Notre Dame to a position where they probably should have gotten in the playoff. My thing, though, is, you know, Carr is great. Arch is great. Manning faces the toughest schedule in the country. You ask a bookmaker who's got the toughest schedule, the answer is Texas, 8 out of 10 guys. So if they go 10-2, make the playoff at Texas, he's winning the Heisman. And he's a dual threat guy, right? He can throw, he can run, he can throw on the run. He's a really special player. And I think, you know, the name does everything. I think it's a really good bet to make right now. And understand, I'm not somebody who says this every summer. Oh, let's bet the guy near the top of the board. Like, usually when I bet the Heisman, I'm looking 20-1, 30-1, 40-1. I want to find the guy that the market isn't up on, or maybe, you know, isn't fully grasping how good they could be. I've never been a guy to bet somebody near the top. So Carr is 7-1. Arch is like 8-1, 850. I'm betting Arch because I think he's going to come out gangbusters, and I think there's a good chance by October he's 3-1 or 4-1. Now understand, the favorite, the Heisman favorite in the summer has not won since Marcus Mariota. That's over 10 years ago. Now, Arch technically is not the favorite. He's the second favorite, but that's where I'm at. And I know Zach Jones, your producer, like, I know him hearing me talk about that, it probably excites him a bit, but it also probably terrifies him a bit because now I'm throwing this into the atmosphere.
Well, it's good that he's not the favorite, at least, for that streak. What about teams and whether that's the playoff or the national championship? Are you going likewise with Texas or what?
No, I don't like Texas to win the whole thing. The playoff is so weird because, like, you know, these teams that have great regular seasons, and I think Texas will be just fine. These teams that have a bye in the playoff, man, are 1-7 in the playoff. Isn't that crazy? Including, I believe, the first year of the playoff where every team that had a bye lost. So it's tough to sort of navigate the playoff given the new, you know, 12-team format and the teams all getting the byes. Here's a team that I really do like this year, though, and you can get plus money on this over. It's the Minnesota Golden Gophers.
What?
I know. Only on Show Up in the Bulldog will you hear this, I promise. We're not here talking about
LSU.
You
have your glasses on?
Yeah, my glasses are on, and they're taped.
Okay.
I know. Everybody wants to talk about Oregon and Ohio State and Texas and you name it. Minnesota is going to win 8 or 9 games this year, and their win total is 6.5. Depending on the book, it's either +25, +130, or +132 to go over that 6.5. We need 7 wins. I think they're going to get 8 or 9. The schedule is very doable. They have a swing game against Mississippi State, week 2, which I think they're going to win. And they are one of 12 teams in the country that bring back head coach, offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, and the starting quarterback. There's a ton of stability there. They also have a guy named Anthony Smith who might be the best defensive end in the Big Ten. Just a monster in terms of getting at the quarterback. He led the Big Ten in sacks last year. So there's a lot to like there. I saw PJ Fleck at Big Ten Media Day here in Chicago. They are very, very optimistic about this season. And here's the list of teams, by the way. 12 teams, like I said. Head coach, OC, wow. DC, quarterback. Arizona, Boise State, Charlotte, Delaware, Florida Atlantic, Georgia, Houston, Minnesota, NC State, New Mexico, Notre Dame, Oklahoma. Those are 12 teams. Because of everything they bring back, I will look to bet individually as well in the first couple of weeks of the season.
How crazy is it that there are only 12 such teams? It's just like it's 4 positions. Everybody's running around. These are not even the players except for quarterback. And still, there's that kind of craziness there. Minnesota, September 3rd, so 2 weeks from maybe tomorrow, they open with Eastern Illinois, -43.5.
I'd probably lay it before I take it, but I did not get invested yet. I'll tell you the one bet I am going to make. I'm going to take, we were talking about this on Bear Bets, Oklahoma plays UTEP. That's the first, I believe it's week 1, not week 0. Mm-hmm. And with a total of 49, the spread is 42. So they're basically saying
45.5 to 3.5.
Well, here's what's going to happen. It's going to be 45-0, and UTEP will have the ball at the 3-yard line with 2 seconds to go.
Let's go.
And they're going to throw a fade into the corner. We're going to need some backup to slip on a banana peel at Oklahoma, but at that point they're going to be craving the shutout. That's exactly what's going to happen. You know it, and I know it. We're going to need a touchdown on the final play.
It's almost here. All this excitement is almost here. Next week there are games. Did you happen to take note of St. Louis Cincinnati yesterday in baseball?
I didn't see a single pitch. What happened?
Sam, it's 4-0 Cardinals into the seventh, or the I said the seventh. It might have been the sixth. 4-0 Cardinals at the Reds. Reds get 5 in the inning. Top of the ninth, 2 out, 2 on. Reds up 5-4. Dropped fly ball for 2 runs. St. Louis gets 4 more, 10-5. Cincinnati gets 4 back, loads the bases, flies out to the wall to end it.
Oh.
And I was thinking about a -1.5 better on St. Louis. Just like, we got it, we're dead, we got it, we lost. One of those kind of games that you might more often see in other sports. But that was kind of a tough one for that person. If you could get St. Louis -1.5 yesterday, probably could.
I have no issue with people betting baseball. I think watching baseball, especially when you have a bet on it, is terrifying. And one of my buddies, Nick Bogdanovich, who's worked in Vegas for decades, he famously gave the line on a radio show once. He said, "If you want to bet and watch baseball, I just combined bet and watch to betch.
Yep.
If you'd like to betch baseball, Mike, you need a bottle of whiskey and a revolver." And I thought, well, maybe that's a little dramatic, man. I mean, the swings in baseball games sometimes, man, they're unfathomable.
I don't even really know why I did it, but I had Neto to hit a home run last night, and he did. And he drove in 7 runs, which I didn't have over 6.5 RBIs, if that was even something you could get.
But you're about that action, Mike. That's what it's all about. By the way.
I am.
By the way, guess what happens this weekend for us?
Oh, wow. The White Sox and the Mets.
Well, the White Sox are on 66.
Oh,
I imagine either tonight, tomorrow, or Sunday, We're going to get that 67th win, and I have a bunch of people from WGR that are messaging me every time the White Sox win because we need one more win to get over that win total. What a horrible number that was in Vegas. 66.5. They're going to get there this weekend.
Awesome. All I have is the playoffs at 20 to win 250.
That's a good bet, Mike. You're
pretty good.
You're favored to win the division right now. They should get there.
Huge favorite. All right, Sam, anything else? I mean, good luck with your glasses. How long was this going to take to get the next ones?
Ironically enough, my eye insurance hasn't kicked in yet with the new job. So that'll be fun to go get an eye exam because I can't take an old eye exam to get a new pair of glasses. So it's a whole cluster. I can't wait to see how this unfolds.
It could be kind of funny if intentionally you sat down to do your sports report and couldn't see. And just sort of winged it, you know. I don't know if your boss would like it or find it amusing, but you know, if you meant to do it, it might be funny. Hey, my glasses just broke.
I assure you, I did not. I need these to survive.
All right, thanks for today. Enjoy your weekend. Bulldog back with me next week as we get closer to real games.
Fantastic. Good to talk to you, Mike.
You too, Sam. Sam Paniadovich on the Wister Hotline, Fox Chicago. Three games tonight in the preseason: Jets, Steelers, Panthers, Jaguars, and Packers, Broncos. Two last night. I saw some of the Raiders. That pick six play. Wudaz. Come on. Let's fix that. And then Dejon Stribling for San Francisco. That's a fantasy question for our next guest, Ian Harditz, no doubt. What are we going to do with Dejon Stribling? Pick 33, just like Keon Coleman. Sorry. 2 years ago, San Francisco. I mean, that was not a name. We talk about wide receiver before drafts in here every day. We never got to Dejon Stribling, but in the preseason so far, he's been killer. So that and more from Ian Harditz coming up in about 16 minutes. I'm Mike Shope. Thanks for listening. This is WGR.